And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. He is quickly fading, though, so we need to get through this hour pretty quick, I think.
I have tons of pep.
Do you?
Pep for days.
Can you give me some pep, actually? I wouldn't mind. We've got the top 10, as I say, coming up. Stephen Karlik also in this hour of the program with more music news and his song pick. And you'll have a look at what's debuting below the top 20, but it all comes from earshot-online.com. What will they find if they go to the website?
Go and check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, one of the many fine services of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. And that includes the weekly National Top 50. This week, we are counting down the top played releases all across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. Believe it or not, we're nearly two whole months into the year. That's crazy. And we're going to be continuing that countdown, but you can also find so much more on that website, which includes over 30 campus community radio stations' own top 30. That becomes the National Top 50. You can find genre-specific lists for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so many other features. There's tons of stuff to check out beyond the little bit we're able to tell you about on the show. So again, go and make that your homepage, earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot with the exclamation mark at the beginning.
All right. And we do have some big jumps we've been talking about over the last hour or so, and over the course of many, many programs, that lots of new stuff coming into the charts, lots of big jumps into the top 20, a pretty significant jump into our top 10 from last week. We didn't have a show last week. Mm-hmm. We would have heard from these guys, but definitely going to hear from them this week in the top 10. I'm excited for this album.
Yeah, we've already heard lots of new music in the first 10, and we have even more in our top 10 here with four releases that you haven't heard on the show for. Part of that is, as you mentioned, because we were off last week because of crazy, wacky
Snowmageddon
weather. Like, we literally, there's been the odd time here in there that we take the show off. We usually, get through at least like, say, 40 of the 50, if not more, weeks of the year. But this is the first time I can ever remember where we literally could not do the show. It was impossible because the offices were closed
for multiple days. I told you to buy a plow, and you didn't.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means that we have four new albums to debut here in our top 10, which is pretty awesome.
Well, that's awesome stuff. I think we should get to it. We'll start at number 10, make our way up.
Well, here's the first one, and this one debuted last week at number 10. This week it is at, last week at number 7. This week it's at number 10. It is the new one by Homeshake called Fresh Air, and you're going to hear a track for that called Wrapping Up. The Luyas after that, another new one into our show here at number 9, up from number 26 the week before. Debuting in that spot was a new album, Human Voicing. You're going to hear a track called Beating Bowser, and Fall Away featuring Emiliana Torini by Kid Koala from their new collaborative record, Music to Draw to, Satellite, dropping two spots to number 8.
Here's Homeshake, your number 10. They may be wrapping up. We're just getting started. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Can I feel it better?
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Dusted off, packed and done, close to home, all I know, my father was seven. Doubt keeps whispering. Thank you.
At number 8, down from 6, that was Kid Koala with his new album featuring Emiliana Torini. Was a track called Fall Away from that record. Music to Draw to Satellite in the middle of that sat at number 9 at from number 26 the week before the album by the Luyas, their new one on Paperbag Records. It's called Human Voicing, and you heard Beating Bowser. We started off that set of tunes and our second hour of the show with our top 10, number 10, wrapping up by Homeshake. His newest album is called Fresh Air. Last week it was at number 7.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And if you are paying attention and very attentive, then you know that. You also know it's time for some more music news with our friend at Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick. He is the senior editor, and we have lots lined up in this hour, as well as what we talked about in the first hour of the program. You can go back and check that out. Right now, though, we're going to kick things off with, I feel like if I say this phrase, it's just not even an apt phrase, but this has been a long time coming for At The Drive-In.
17 years since At The Drive-In released their last album. They have been active lately, of course. They had a first attempt at a world reunion tour, though it suffered a ton of setbacks, ultimately a bunch of dates canceled on that one. But they did say they were set on delivering new music following their 2001 breakup, and now they finally lifted the curtain on a first new record in 17 years. Titled Inter Alia, the album will arrive this spring courtesy of Rise Records. The LP was produced by guitarist Omar Rodriguez-Lopez and Rich Costi, and was recorded at Hollywood Sound Factory. It, of course, follows the year 2000's Relationship of Command to act as the band's fourth LP. In conversation with NME, vocalist Cedric Bixler-Zavala had this to say about the long wait between records. Quote, "We had to have our shit together as a family. Sometimes it's hard to be criminally misunderstood and thought of as these people out there just to get the money. And even if we were out there just to get the money, we have families, you know? You're not eternally 20 years old living in council flats, putting up posters of your favorite bands with nothing else to do. People need to remember the human condition about being in a band. You just need to be patient and let a human being be a human being." Inter Alia will arrive on May 5th, courtesy of Rise Records. You can see the track listing at exclaim.ca, where you can also hear a new song called Incurably Innocent. That's May 5th for that one at The Drive-In.
Awesome. And we'll keep the announcements about new music rolling with an announcement about Arca's new self-titled album.
Yeah, Arca kept busy last year hinting at an album called Reverie, but instead he released a free collection called Entrañas in July. Now the avant-garde electronic artist has confirmed full details for his next full-length album. Although it's no longer titled Reverie, he's actually self-titled his new LP, so it is simply called Arca. It'll be out on April 7th, courtesy of XL Recordings, and will be his third studio album after 2014's Zen and 2015's Mutant. For the first time, he sings on the album, and Arca shared the following statement about the album, saying, quote, "Here's my voice and all my guts. Feel free to judge it. It's like a bullfight. You're watching emotional violence for pleasure. So this is a character who, almost as a mockery of the transaction, goes uncomfortably deep into self-mutilation. You want gore? Here's gore." The funny part is, of course, that the new single and preview for the album called Peel is hardly violent at all. It's very, very ambient, gentle, features his voice very quiet in the mix. But head to exclaim.ca, listen to that song. It's quite beautiful. You can also see the playlist for Arca, which, as I said, is out April 7th.
Awesome. And we round out music news with, you guessed it, more new music. The Dirty Projectors have dropped their new album.
Yes, they have. This one, of course, we talked about before. It's been known that it was going to be out February 24th, but they did their fans a solid, released it 3 days earlier, so it was out this past Tuesday. They've been teasing their latest LPs with singles like Little Bubble, Up in Hudson, and Your Heart, and now everyone can listen to it in full. It's such a great album. I implore you to check it out, so do that when you have a moment.
All right, and that does it for the music news, but it doesn't do it for you because you have one duty left and lines up with the final story of the week. Stephen, thanks so much for the music news, and we're going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. You can, of course, hear the new Dirty Projectors record, which is called Dirty Projectors, online or wherever you please, but you're about to hear one of my favorite songs from the record. It's a single called Cool Your Heart. It was released last week or so, and it features R&B songstress Dawn, who's been releasing her own incredible albums as of late. This one is 4 minutes of really crackling R&B, really, really great percussion. Sounds amazing on headphones if you have a chance to listen to it that way. But here you go on Earshot Radio. This is Cool Your Heart by Dirty Projectors.
How do you feel? Is it loneliness? Is there shining in your heart, but no gloss on your lips? Do you sail alone round the island with a silhouette of a shark beneath the skin? And then you say,
wanna be where you are, you're the right one. Wanna be where been waiting for the light in me, and there's been waters in deep. We've been hanging tight for all the things we want out of love. So wait, believe only. It's been feeling wrong to start relying, making decisions based on another person. Cool your heart.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Migos, Ryan Adams, The XX, Pharrell, Japandroids, Sampha, and much more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20.
number 7.
Take care to brush your long hair when you can't brush it any longer. It might just disappear. It's not growing any longer. I guess it disappeared.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
You know.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Then You're Gone by Century Palm last week at number 3. This week at number 6 is their latest Meet You, which, believe it or not, actually hasn't been officially released, but already getting some great airplay all across Canada on Kamloops Community Radio stations in various communities. And you also heard Take Care to Comb Your Hair by Ty Segall from his new self-titled release at number 7, up for number 15. And as always, we heard from Stephen Karlick, senior editor of Exclaim magazine, and in addition to all the news he gives us one of his picks of the week. This one, the new Dirty Projectors album, which is about to drop, is a new track from that one called Cool Your Heart featuring Dawn.
I think I've been living by the wrong piece of advice, because I think I'm not combing my hair properly,
perhaps
by way of what Ty Segall is saying. So I gotta start combing my hair a different way.
Take care
and comb your hair. It's one of my favorite
There's titles. A lot of hair songs on the show lately. There've been Mohawks and Dreadlocks by the Evaporators 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
I shouldn't say a lot. Those are all two I can think of, I'm sure.
Well, we've got a couple more tracks to get to, and then we will have the lowdown for you, which is of course a look at what's debuting below the top 20. But first, we're going to give you your number 5 and number 4.
All right, we're going to hear a song called Hair, Hair, Hair. No, I'm joking. It's just called Jim Jones. That was an Anthony Emmons joke for you right there. Bill and Joel Plaskett. I meant, in that sense, I meant terrible joke.
Yeah, right.
In case you didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Solidarity is their new one. It debuted last week at number 18. This has been a long-awaited new album for Anthony. How about you? It's at number 5 this week. After that, Dangerous by the XX from their new one, I See You, sitting still at number 4.
Come listen for a moment, lads, and hear me tell me tale how across the sea from England I was condemned to sail. The jury found me guilty, and says the judge, says he, for life, Jim Jones, I'm sending across the stormy sea. You'll take a trip on a convict ship, you'll join the iron gang. Don't get too gay on Botany Bay, or else you'll surely hang. Or else you'll surely hang, he says. And after that, Jim Jones, it's high up upon the gallows tree the crows will pick your bones. Our ship was high upon the sea when pirates came along, but the soldiers on our convict ship were full 500 strong. They opened fire, they somehow drove that pirate ship away. Oh, I'd rather have joined that pirate ship than have gone to Botany Bay. With the seas a-rolling round me and the wind a-blowing gale, I'd rather have drowned in misery than have gone to New South Wales. There's no time for mischief there, they say. Remember that, says they. They'll flog the poaching out of you down there in Botany Bay. Thank you. bells clang, and like poor galley slaves, we toil, and when we die, we must fill dishonored graves. But it's by and by, I'll slip my chains, and to the bush I'll go, and I'll join the brave bush rangers there, Jack Donahue and co. And some dark night, when everything is silent in the town, I'll shoot those tyrants, one and all, I'll gun the floggers down. I'll give the law no little shock, remember what I say, they'll yet regret they sent Jim Jones in chains to Botany Bay.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 4.
Be blind. goodbye.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the XX with a track called Dangerous. Sitting Still at number four this week is their latest, their third album called I See You, and debuting last week at number 18 and now all the way up to number five. No surprise there. Tons of support and love for the new album by Bill and Joel Plaskett, father and son duo, with a new one called Solidarity. You heard Jim Jones.
All right. One more break before we get to the top three of the week. And that is to have a look at what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, we can't play the whole national top 50 every week, but we like to let you know what is coming in below the top 20 because there's a chance they could make it onto the program. It's Lowdown. Brian's got it for you right now.
Well, believe it or not, there's tons of debuts below the top 20 in addition to all the great music in our top 20 this week and all the debuts over the last couple of weeks. There's seven debuts in total. At number 48, we kick it off with Timber Tambor. Their new one is called Sincerely Future Pollution. At number 45, an album called Queendom by the group Maudley. And one spot from that at number 44, it is Pack a Nomad with Take It Slow. We jump up a few more spots there to number 42, Doug Hoyer. His new one is called Stepping Stone. And then skipping about 20 or so spots all the way up to number 26, the new self-titled release by Stryker, and at number 25, the new one by Tina Reardon called Elwin. And our highest debut this week at number 23, it is Tim Darcy on Jag Jaguar. That one's called Saturday Night.
All right. Well, there you go. That is what's debuting below the top 20. Look for those as we move along. But even if you don't hear from them on this program, give them a listen because there is lots of great music that comes out on the charts every single week. Three more left, and we're going to kick it off right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
At number three, it is Heat, dropping a couple of spots week before, and now back up to number three, up from number five. It is their new one called Overnight, coming up right here, right now on the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And our number one for the fourth week in a row, that was Oustra, their newest Future Politics, atop the charts, the most played release all across Canada for this week. And that was a track called 43. In the middle, sitting still at number two, a strong challenger, Japandroids, Near to the Wild of Life. Wild Heart of Life is their newest record, and you heard In a Body Like a Grave. And before that, starting off our last set this week was Sometimes by Heat. Their new one's called Overnight. It went up two spots to number three.
Well, there you go. All right. That does it for another week, another countdown. And we'll be back next week. But until then, it has been a pleasure. And it's been the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every single week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And we air every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for carrying the program. You can also catch us on iTunes if you podcast, or download the program from radioforall.net. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in. And until next week, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.